So I want to also greet you affectionately for this Kirtan evening. May I ask you, who of you has experience of singing Kirtan in our style? Please do raise your hands so that I can see. Oh yeah, oh, everyone is a seasoned Kirtan person. That makes it very easy then to help you maybe to go to a deeper space of Kirtan. There is a very important part in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, the great master of yoga. He makes it very clear that the entire purpose of all yoga practice is to still the mind, to make the restless mind peaceful. The reason why this is so wonderful and so necessary is given in the tradition that it says the mind is like the surface of a lake which is covering the jewel which lies at the bottom. Imagine a lake which has a costly jewel. That jewel which lies at the bottom of all of us is our eternal self, our divine self, our unproblematic self, our liberated self, our happy self, our blissful self, our knowing self, that is lying at the bottom or the ground, but it is covered very often with the waters or the waves of the mind. Now imagine you have a lake with a costly or valuable jewel on the bottom which has agitated waves. The waves are so, so wild that you cannot actually see the jewels or the jewel on the bottom. And maybe this is the best description of our material life. Our thoughts are constantly moving by the wind of desires, our thoughts are moving by the wind of the frustration of our desires. Sometimes anger, an angry wave comes over us. Sometimes a hopeful mood comes. The mind is constantly changing like the surface of a lake, and as long as we are identified with these changes or affected by these changes, then you cannot be connected with your real self. Also, I want to tell you very honestly, I'm introduced by Ananta Prabhu as a monk who practices since 40 years and more. And there are some people who think and announce me as someone special. But if I'm very honest with you, sometimes the waves come also over my mind. Also my mind gets agitated. Also my mind gets frustrated. And I have seen this in my life, that what is the use of my being a spiritualist? What is the use of my being recognized as an advanced monk if my mind is not peaceful, if it is not placid, not calm, and if there is because then I will not be able to be in contact with the real jewel, the eternal self, and also I will not be in contact with Krishna, with the highest self. No? Spiritual life, that's very, very important to note. And all spiritual practices are only valuable when it is possible to control the restless mind so that we can discover the self, the actual self, the blissful self, the uncomplicated knowing self, because the mind is calm. Thus, the path of mantra meditation is very important to look at. Man means mind, and tra means to deliver, to free, to bring it to so that our natural state blossoms forth, our spiritual state, our delivered, free state. Today I made a little movie before the Golden Gate Bridge, and I said, maybe I'm different from all the tourists here who stand at this vista point. Is it a vista point, a viewing point? Because for me, the Golden Gate Bridge is most probably something else than for most of the tourists. I celebrate the Golden Gate Bridge because Humphrey was delivered here. Who is Humphrey? Humphrey is a pot whale who somehow lost his way. He was in the Pacific Ocean playing and frolicking very freely. But then somehow he took the wrong turn and he went to San Francisco, the Bay of San Francisco. And there he went up the Sacramento. If he would proceed for a day further, he would die, because whales are not made for sweet water. They need salt water. But somehow Humphrey didn't get it. He went forward, he moved forward into a sure death. Until finally, some whale expert got the good idea. He had a recording of the voices of the free whales, and somehow he put this a recording device into the water, and all of a sudden Humphrey heard wee 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 wee, you know, these whale voices, and he thought, oh, my colleagues are calling me. So he turned around with a great force and went in the right direction towards the Golden Gate Bridge. By now, this took about a week. Humphrey had many fans, and when they learned that their pot whale was finally coming towards freedom, they all assembled on top of the Golden Gate Bridge. And when Humphrey passed through the Golden Gate, underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, all his fans applauded. Bravo, Humphrey, you got the right point. You are now ready to escape to freedom. And Humphrey went back to the Pacific Ocean, and here we lose track of his story. Maybe he made a family. It's not known. But I think what is known is that we as human beings applaud and cheer whenever someone becomes free, whenever someone escapes bondage, whenever someone escapes a problematic situation. And this is actually the theme of mantra meditation. It helps us to become free. Like this baby now is troubled in the mind, and the mother knows, fortunately, yes, keep moving. And then the baby will soon be delivered from his discomfort, because he is with mother, and develop its blissful nature again. We all like these things. When a person becomes free and becomes delivered in his mind. So we want to do this now. We want to practice mantra meditation. We want to practice the chanting. I would first like you all to sit up. Very good. We first will center ourselves. Focus for a while on your in and outgoing breath. Whenever you breathe out, let go a little bit more of tensions. You're now in a safe space. And whenever you breathe in, feel some vastness. This will help you to detach yourself a little bit from the external stimuli, including the crying of our youngest participant. Whenever you exhale, relax a little bit more. And whenever you inhale, feel your heart open more. I request you to simply breathe in and out. Your life is simple now. As you breathe out, try to add a simple technique. Breathe out a little bit more than you usually breathe out. This will automatically lengthen your inhale. Whenever you breathe out a little bit more. At the end of the exhale, very simple, we all have an end of our exhale, but now we lengthen that, we breathe out more. And as you then breathe in, feel always how you open. When you breathe out, breathe to the end of your exhale and a little bit more. And then breathe in. We will now do our first kirtan. We start with a very simple monosyllable, Ram. attention goes to Ram. And a little lower now. Chant and listen. Don't think. And the last time. Kirtan. One more. Sitaram, Sitaram, Dei Dei Ram. You now focus your mind and bind it to the sound of the mantra. The mantra can bring the turbulent waves at peace. And then you will see inside the real you. The you which is there when everything that is not you is left aside. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Dei Dei Ram. You is looking at his mobile telephone. This is not the right time. A mobile telephone will bring you in the world, but Ram will bring you out of the world. Please join us. Everybody, please sing. Ram, Sita. Sitaram, Dei Ta-da! You must see that you bind your mind or absorb your mind or immerse your mind in the sound vibration. When there's a train and you don't enter the train, it will leave without you. So when there's Ram and you don't absorb yourself, the mantra will leave you where you are, a perfect vehicle needs to be entered. Please sing again. Ram, Sita, Ram, Sita, Ram, Jai, Jai, Ram, Ram, Sita.
Ah!
Still managing to be distracted, and this is the habit of the mind. But please bring the mind just to the mantra, and you will see a miracle. Please sing now with full concentration. We want the mind to become peace, so that we can peaceful, that we can see the Self and the Supreme Self, that we can see Ram. Now, everybody sing, please.
Ram, Sita. Ram, Sita, Ram,
Chitaram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sitaram Sitaram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sitaram Sitaram Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sitaram Sitaram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sitaram Sitaram Jai Jai Ram about Ram, which I would like to share with you. I actually heard it many years ago when I was in Dwarka, India, and there was a well, very famous well, and in the well floated a stone. Yes, in the well water was a stone, heavy stone, which did not sink. I thought, well, maybe this is one of the Indian superstitions. Let me grab the stone. So when the priest was not looking, I took the stone and I tried to lift it out of the water, but it was just so heavy, it would not move. I mean, I wouldn't be able to lift it up. Wow, I thought. And I inquired when the priest came back. And he said, this is one of the Ram stones. This stone was used in old times to build the Ram Bridge. Those of you who are familiar with the story of Ram, they know that Ram's Sita was kidnapped by the Asura, demoniac person Ravan, and brought to the island of Lanka. So Ram came with a huge army of monkeys to the shore of the ocean, and was halted. He could not cross the ocean. The army could not cross the ocean. He is Lord Ram. He could have done many things. He could have just floated over the ocean. But the army of the Vanaras, the monkeys, was stopped. Particularly Hanuman was very disturbed, the leader of all the others. He sat before the ocean in great distress and thought, is our campaign to get back Sita, the eternal energy of Ram, is that stopped here at the shore of the ocean? Then he just took some stones and threw the stones in the water. They all sank. Then he took a stone and went like, oh, Ram, and threw the stone like this. And it started to float. It did not sink. You looked shocked. But the stone floated on the water. Hanuman thought, what did I do different? That this stone, it floated, and all the other stones, they were sinking in the ocean. Then he understood, I said Ram. When I said Ram, the stone floated. When I didn't say Ram, the stone did not float. So he told all the other monkeys to bring stones. They took rocks as big as San Francisco. They were very heavy monkeys. And they all said, Ram, threw them in the ocean, and they built a floating bridge across the water passage, I think it's called. Then Hanuman said to Lord Ram, Ram, we found the solution. We just need to say Ram, and then the stones float. Ram said, not possible. He took one stone, said, Ram, put it into the water, and the stone sank to the ground. Hanuman, it's not working. Here, I show you. Ram, put the stone in the water, and the stone sank. But Hanuman was not frustrated. He said, how could it be otherwise? If anyone is rejected by you, thrown away by you, they will sink. Their life is miserable. Only someone who's accepted by you, he will flourish in his life. But I'm not Ram. So I can throw a stone away and say and infuse it with the mantra Ram, and it will float very nicely. So I like this story. My dear friends, dear skeptics, dear followers, if you imbue your life, infuse your life with divine Shakti, with divine energy, you will float over all the miseries of material existence. But if you are rejected by the Lord, trouble. This is a great mistake. So I thought we will chant now the famous Maha Mantra. You will ask, how is it that these mantras can be so powerful? And the answer is, they are infused with divine Shakti. You may say they are ordinary sound vibrations, but yes, they are sound vibrations which we do, but because the name of the Lord is in these sound vibrations, they become divinized, they become empowered, they become fireized. See, if I take this metal and I hold it into the fire, it stops being metal and it becomes fire. Hello, welcome, Hare Krishna. So in much the same way, when I take a sound and make it a Krishna sound, Hare Krishna, it becomes imbued with the strength of the Lord. It becomes transformed by the strength of the Lord. It becomes empowered. It becomes fireized or divinized, so that you don't have an ordinary sound of this world any longer, but you have God in form of sound. Should we try this now? I will now request Gaur Krishna, my assistant, to sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Thank you so much for joining so completely and so fully. I think we begin to feel how the atmosphere, not only in the room, but the inner atmosphere, the atmosphere in the heart, becomes changed. Really, if the waves of desires, the waves of thoughts, which are so agitated by
modern life are calming down, then we have the placid lake, the still lake of the mind, and we should say the transparent lake of the mind, where we can see what is really inside, what is really at the bottom, what is really there, who we really are, and who the Lord is, the beloved Lord. I would like to do one more kirtan with all of you. A kirtan where I will request you to connect, to enter the higher connection. I personally have learned kirtan in a very unusual situation. I was in 1976, during the autumn time, when I was in India staying in the temple in Vrindavan. This temple had started many years ago a tradition where they would chant non-stop. That means the monks had shifts from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 6 o'clock. So on different shifts, they were differently measured. And I had the night shift. We called it amongst ourselves the graveyard shift. It was from 10 o'clock in the night and up to, I believe, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was very, very hard. You know, we started at 10 o'clock with a medanga player, kartal player, harmonium player. So by 11 o'clock, the kartal player usually lost it and fell asleep. By 12 o'clock, the drum player was leaning against the pillar and snoring. And then at around 1 o'clock, the harmonium player also left us. So that finally I was only left with a pair of kartals singing it. And I did not want to interrupt, because I wanted to maintain the ancient and the old tradition. If I would stop, a tradition would be cut. So during this time, I started to discover something. Yes, everyone was asleep. My harmonium player was asleep, and even the pigeons in the temple were asleep. What to speak of the monkeys and the temple guard, everyone was asleep. There was only someone who was not asleep. And that someone never sleeps. He was behind the closed door of the altar. It was Krishna, or God. He always hears. For him, there is no fatigue, there is no tiredness. He is always there. And in kirtan, we try to make or find or search in some ways this connection, this divine enlivening suggestion. Suggestion is not the right word. Connection. This higher connection. So I request you to now search and establish this connection. When we were on the Autobahn, we had to make a connection with our mobile phones, because sometimes it interrupts. So when we are in life, we also need to again and again establish that higher connection, because sometimes it cuts, sometimes we forget, sometimes we become absent-minded, and then we suffer. We are not in our natural state of consciousness. So again, let us sit. I must say, you're doing very well. Even our baby, or at least become peaceful. Just center yourself a little, and the easiest way is to focus your attention on the breath. The breath is with you from the very first time. When you come out of the womb of your mother, the breath is with you up to the time of death. And when the breath stops, you have to leave the body, which is now no longer inhabitable. So, but we often forget the breath. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, pranosmi, I am that life-giving breath. So by focusing our attention on the in and outgoing stream of air, we can come to the essence and leave the unessential. In our chanting, I request you now to address the Divine Beloved, who is always there. Even when you think everyone has fallen away from me, He is there. And to establish the connection in singing, that is the art of connected kirtan. Again and again, your mind might wander off to the unessential things, but just bring it back to the chanting of the holy name. Our mridanga will be soft and not so loud in the beginning. Our cartels will be soft, but our inner voice will be very loud, because we are addressing that one relationship, that most important relationship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Your best to become absorbed again. This mayic or illusory world has this power of distraction. In mantra meditation, you break that power by connecting your mind, binding your mind, or absorbing your mind, or entering with your mind in the sacred sound vibration. Please try again. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
his bodily color resembles the color of a fresh rain cloud. He's decorated with peacock feathers. Oh, his eyes are like lotus flowers. He plays his transcendental flute. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose bodily features are more beautiful than millions of cupids. The Lord is eternally very beautiful. He is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow his blessings on his devotees. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna Kirtana, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Aibo, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
everybody please, one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama.
Please bring your hands up. This is a good gesture of prapati sharanagati. And then sing as if you really mean it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. For this last Hare Krishna mantra, and really put everything into this chanting. In kirtan, we express very often that which cannot be expressed in words, but which only the heart can. can speak. So please let us all sing one more time. Hare Krishna. Every one of you to kindly sit down. And for a moment, be in silence. Thank you all very, very much for participating in this Kirtan evening. I think it was for all of us an opportunity to go deeper in our chanting. If you try to learn this chanting in an absorbed way, you will actually come to a state where the external disturbances cannot change your mood any longer. I think we all acknowledged this time. We had a young guest, a baby, and it was not the meditative space which we may have wanted to be, but life is like this always. We want one thing, but life throws another thing at us. And the chanting gives you the inner stability and inner peace, actually, to deal with that which life brings to you. It's a very nice proverb. When fate throws a knife at you, it's up to you if you catch it by the blade and hurt yourself, or by the hilt, by the handle. So I think chanting can give us the strength, the inner strength, to be able to deal with what life throws at us in the proper way. And more than that, much, much more than that, the chanting can really establish a divine and sacred connection which nourishes us. I come from a town, a harbor town, Hamburg. Maybe you have heard, I think in America we only know hamburgers, but there's a town like this, Hamburg. When I was a child, I used to go down to the harbor and look in wonderment at these divers. They had a diver suit with shoes which had some weight on it, and then a big, big helmet. Maybe you have seen in the photos. And they would have a hose, and not a snorkel, but a real long hose that connected them with the air. And then they would go down very deep and do some repair work at the ships down, huh? At the bottom of the shipboats. I once asked a diver, how do you work so long underwater? And he said, my dear boy, I have this connection with the atmosphere above the water, and I can breathe, and I could stay for a long time there. Later, I thought about this when I was grown up. What if it is possible for us here in this foreign atmosphere, the atmosphere of matter, to keep a connection to the spirit, the spiritual world? And in chanting, I found this connection that, yes, I may be in an atmosphere like the diver. I may be underwater, you know, overwhelmed with material tasks. But by learning to chant properly, I remain connected with the life, the true life, and I'm able to function even in this world. I wish to end here, but not before inviting all of you and your friends for a special festival tomorrow. It is the appearance day of Nrisimhadev, the protector, who removes harm out of our way. The divine protector, half man, half lion, this is how he appeared. And we will celebrate this divine appearance day of Nrisimhadev tomorrow at 5 o'clock at our temple. Do you know the motto of our temple? It's in San Jose, isn't it? What?
Mountain View.
In Mountain View. Wow, this is a beautiful title, Mountain View. Our motto there is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. It's a beautiful temple with beautiful people. So try to come at 5 o'clock, and then we will celebrate. So now, enough words. We have a saying in German language. Nun sind der Wort genug geschehen, nun wollen wir endlich Prasadam sehen. It means, now enough of the words, now we want to see Prasadam. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna, all the best for you.
So